from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The deputy grand chief of the Meshkegawut Council wants the city of Timmins to do a rethink on the site for transitional housing for the homeless. Natasha Martin says the location on Pine Street South near the Deloro landfill site is traumatic to Indigenous people, who she says make up half of the Timmins homeless population, because of the ongoing search in landfills in Winnipeg for missing and murdered Indigenous women. Environmental hazards from Deloro are also a concern.
I'm not asking them to start over, but just to reconsider that space. Would you live there? And that's a serious question. I wouldn't want to live there.
Martin understands the time constraints for funding for the site, but maintains the decision should be reconsidered. Timmins MPP George Peary says his appointment to head up a new cabinet portfolio allows him to be the voice advocating for the development of Northern Ontario. The mines minister in the last Ford cabinet is now the Minister of Northern Economic Development and Growth. That encompasses mining, forestry, agriculture, manufacturing, and tourism, among other responsibilities.
It's a huge mandate that allows me to hopefully execute on the opportunity in Northern Ontario. I think you've heard me say many, many times, I believe that Northern Ontario is the most valuable piece of real estate in North America, if not globally.
Peary adds that his new job feels like home. 11 Ontario colleges, including Northern, are teaming up to fight tariff threats and strengthen the province's role as Canada's economic engine. The small, northern, and rural colleges have launched the Ontario Regional Economic Workforce and Innovation Network. The organization says it's focused on moving regional solutions forward to protect Ontario against economic and industry disruption and advance the province's tariff response plan. Orwin Chair and Canadore College President George Burton says together they can strengthen the industries that drive Ontario's economy, like forestry, agriculture, mining, and renewable energy, while training skilled labor and supporting local businesses. In Country 93.1 Sports, tonight's a pivotal Game 4 of the NOJHL semifinal series between the Hearst Lumberjacks and the Timmins Rock. The Jacks are trying to take a commanding lead in the series heading home, while the Rock are looking to regain home ice and tie the series. Timmins beat Hearst 4-2 last night. Puck drop for Game 4 is 7 o'clock at the MAC. One more note about the Rock, a show of support from an exercise class in a swimming pool somewhere in the Dominican Republic.
Go, Rock, go! Go, Rock, go! Go, Rock, go! Go, Rock, go!
Samantha Bone, who's a billet mom to two Rock players, posted the video of the chanting class on Facebook. Next best thing to helping pack the MAC.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.